Blog Talk Radio.
Right, morning, noon, and night. It's always good to have your peoples going in my sight. No, it's good to have my peoples always going in your sight. What's going on, T. Carrie Wright? What's going on? So that's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. What it means when it always ends up in an argument. This may be your girl. It might even be your spouse on some old crazy shit. If you can put up with it to the point where it goes that far. But it can definitely be a friend of yours or family member of yours or something like that. But it just seems like every time y'all talk, every time they come around, whatever happens, somehow that regular conversation is going to end up in a verbal disagreement, some kind of argument. And you might be the type that be like, you know, everybody don't look at an argument or verbal debate as a good thing. Some people, it really rattles them inside because, you know, people hold back a lot of things that they want to say because they don't want to hurt feelings. And even if they don't think that they're going to hurt your feelings, they feel like it might be counterproductive to just say some things out your face that you may want to say on impulse because you may be feeling some type of way. And I can understand that. What's going on, Sucre Jetoi? Sucre JT Ux. What's going on, Sucre JT Ux? Good to see me from you. And Emily has slid on the Instagram side too. And Cherry Dana. I said it's Cinderella Dana Day. Well, it's the woman Dana Day with fame. It's Cinderella Dana Day. Well, it's the woman Dana Day with fame. Good to see me from y'all, man. What's up? What's good? Ansel Jones, where you been, my dude? I thought that you had deactivated your account. You know what I mean? You wasn't even on my friends list for a few. I was like, what the pot? It's good to see you back, my brother. Definitely good to see you back. So that's what we're talking about tonight. What it means when it always ends up in an argument. What does it mean? Well, we're going to explore a couple of things to see what it does mean. Like, I mean, what you trying to say? Oh, what you trying to say, son? I mean, it might don't mean nothing. You talk about it means something, but it might don't mean nothing. Okay, well, we're going to see about it, talk about it, be about it, get into it. Yo, run through it and make sure we see it a different way and from our own perspective. We're going to make sure we get together and connect that I got the neck in your hands and I'm going to squeeze and choke. But you might think that shit is a joke. So let's get into it. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this is your daily. Go get a Mr. Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It's a daily go get a business show all up in your area. How y'all feeling? I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should on this Throwback Thursday, this Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. It is on. It is on. Where is it at? Oh, it's on. It's on. Like popcorn, hot butter on the popcorn, like they would say back in the day when the rap, you know what they say. Yeah, it goes on and on until the beat, y'all. Check it out. We right here, yeah. A freak, y'all. A beat, y'all. Yeah, it's on. Well, I saw this girl when I was walking down the street, and I said, you kind of girls that I would like to meet because your hair was kind of long and your face is strong. And I said, all day long, I'm going to think about you. Starts from the first thought, and out there, I got caught. Ooh, I like you. I love you. I want to see you. Okay. So, what does it mean when it always ends up in an argument? It could be one of your siblings. You know, but in a situation like this, somehow there is always some type of energy, some type of combative energy that happens between you and somebody else. And you may not feel like it's you. It's only you when you're dealing with that person. So let's say you're dealing with the type of person that always takes the opposite position that you take, even when they agree. And you know they agree. Let's say that they was a nasty, stank, disgusting, bullshit Dallas Cowboys fan. And you a nasty, disgusting, rank-ass, second-rate, you know what I mean, off-brand Cowboy fan. So y'all agree. Like, y'all both no good Cowboy fans, right? But they'd be like, all right, well, we Cowboys fans, but I'm team Tony Romo. Tony Romo was better than Dak Prescott. That type of person. Even when y'all agree with y'all nasty, stank, rank, I'm half all 50% sale ass bullshit fan ass nigga, y'all still find a way to disagree on things that you even agree on. So somehow with this person, with that person, you are unable to achieve any type of harmony. And it can start to get under your skin because it's more fun to agree. It's more fun to find some common ground between the two of you. It's more fun to be able to build on some things that you agree on and that you can start to even learn a little bit more from when dealing with a person.
With these monitors, with these muscles,
are we okay? Levels is good. Levels is levels and levels is good. Okay, that is the difference. Okay, cool. All right, cool. We good? Yeah, so it might be a person that you're close to, but that always finds a way to start verbally mixing it up with you, and it's never on a positive side. Or it may start off sounding kind of innocent, because you know how some people will bait you into topics that are really kind of frivolous, you know? No, you're really just shooting the shit. But, you know, even just shooting the shit, just busting it up a little bit can turn into some old dirty, nasty, stank, half off, 50%. Yo, matter of fact, I'm going to take 70% off of this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like irregular clothing. You know, when you used to go to Marshall's and TJ Maxx back in the day, and they would cut the label or take the label off the pants, even though you knew what the label was, but that's how they sold it for cheap. It was irregular. You know how it is. You ever buy a pair of irregular jeans? Throwback Thursday, right? Remember, buy it irregular jeans and look. You found a pair of Guess jeans. Here it is. 1987. You found a fresh pair of Guess jeans in the TJ Maxx. You get the max for the minimum of TJ Maxx. You get the max for the minimum of TJ Maxx or Marshalls. You found this fresh pair of Guess jeans. You're like, they say irregular. They cut the tag off. George's Marciano tag missing on the Guess jeans is missing. You like, yo, but these joints are my size. I'm taking these just pair of Guess jeans. $17. I'm getting these. Got a pair of Guess. Got a fresh pair of Guess. Yes. Got a fresh pair of Guess and I got them for less. You get them home and one of the inseams is shorter than the other. You ain't see that when you was in the store. You were so busy, you know, getting out of the store for these $17 pair of Guess jeans in 1987 that you threw all caution to the wind. I got to gather up my shit. You know, you start gathering up your shit. You understand? Start gripping your shit up, son. Yeah, you know, you start gripping your shit up, dog. Yes, do you know what I'm saying? You was busy getting on the body. Irregular jeans. Irregular clothing. You know, fucked around. You a man and you bought a pair of Gloria Vanderbilts. They designed the jeans, but... I don't know. You supposed to be wearing a pair of Gloria Vanderbilts, my guy. But anyway, so yeah, you know, it may start off, you know, you just busting it up, shooting the shit, just talking about little knickknacks, this, that, and the third or whatever. But somehow the conversation, the longer it goes, it starts to escalate. You know, you might start talking about politics. You might start talking about religion. You might start talking about schools. You might start talking about what girls are the prettiest or who's better between Big Daddy Kane and Rakim or something like that. And it starts going down. It starts getting personal. Now, you started off like, well, you know what I mean? That new Rakim song is the bomb. I'm trying to tell you. But we ain't say the bomb back in 1987. But we might say that joint decent. That joint decent. Ain't nobody better than Rakim, I'm trying to tell you. You know, I got soul. Yeah. If we didn't even be in here. Get your mic. The stage is empty. A beat like this might tempt thee. The cold show, my record, I mean, to Fat Gold Shane. Grab the mic like I'm on Soul Train. My weight. Cause I mastered this. Let the go first so the brothers don't miss. Egg B, break the sticks. You got it. Rakim will begin. When to make the mix. I experiment like a scientist. You want to rhyme? You got it. Anyway. So you're like, yeah. Rakim is. He the best. But it's this new guy, Big Daddy Kane. And, you know, Big Daddy Kane, I think Big Daddy Kane might be the best. You know, he might not have been the best in '87, but you can best believe by 1988 he was getting in conversations. Like, yo, nice. Somehow it turns into an argument, but how does it happen? And then it starts to get personal. we was talking about who was better between Rakim and Big Daddy Kane. Now we talking about, you know, that's why you act like that, because your dad wasn't never around, and that's why you joined the Bloods or the Crips. Like, all of that came from who was better between Big Daddy Kane and Rakim. Yeah, like, actually, it goes like that. Yeah, it goes like that, you know? And that's not the type of energy that you were looking for. But with this person, it seems like it always ends up there. Now, what can you do? What can you do to change the trajectory of the direction that your conversations go into? Because you may not feel like it's your fault at all, not even a little bit. You may feel like this person right here just always likes to try to get up under my skin, and I don't know why. It's not that I think the person doesn't like me. I think they like me. Matter of fact, I know they like me. Matter of fact, we family, or you know, we peoples like that. So I know they love me, but they always got to do that dumb shit to the point where you be ready to fight over that type of shit. You be ready to, you know, bring it down to fisticuffs. You know what I mean? Fisticuffs. I'm about to fisticuff you. You know what I mean? Get on my on my friend Sanford. So yeah, hold on. Let me see what y'all was saying before. Y'all was late. I was in the room early. Yeah. Okay. All right. And so you was watching the rerun yesterday. Good looking out, my brother. Good looking out. Cal Chamberlain says, Omar, are you coming or not? You ain't got to wait for a full house. You know what? See, me and you. See, you my nemesis. We can never have a decent conversation, and that's the problem, Ms. Chamberlain. You know what I mean? Okay. Emily says, are you having a conversation with yourself? Nah. No. No, I wasn't. And I mean. Okay, Carol says, might be time for you to do the show, co-host. She's scared. She's too scared. All right. Okay, says, yes, he was conversing with himself. Unless you're going to say, first of all, the word is conversating. The word is conversating. All right, anyway, this is not a 7 o'clock show. We are now 7:15-ish. No, 7:10. All right, Ansel says, as long as he don't talk in third person. Yeah, what you think about that, Omar thinks that. No, I'm just chilling. I know, right, Carol? Let me get in co-host mode. Probably need to call in tonight. I don't see any. I get it. You was just funning around. Okay. Okay. So about time. Cherry says, I like the verbal sparring on subjects that I can learn from the other person. Sometimes they even change my view. But I don't like arguing over meaningless shit. But they see, that's the thing, though. That's the thing. It may start off with y'all going in the right direction. Or let's say it's somebody new that you're dealing with. And in the beginning, y'all were bouncing off new concepts and new things and new ideas and a lot of things that y'all had in common together. But somehow down the line, it started to deteriorate. And you started to see like, oh, this person likes to take it somewhere else. Some people will straight up admit that they like to take the devil's advocate or they like to take the opposite point of view to try to broaden perspective. But what it really is, from my experience, some people just like to argue. Some people do. And there are different reasons that people like to argue. Like, you know, honestly, some people get a sexual charge out of arguing. Like that negative energy actually gets them sexually aroused. So, you know, it's sort of like that argue, fuss, and fight, and fuck. Argue, fuss, and fight, and fucking. Argue, fuss, and fight, and fucking. Argue, fuss, and fight, and fucking. In all reality, there are couples who are built on that type of foundation. But that's on them. This shit good move. Yeah. Yo, so that shit good, but I'm like, call the ring, baby. My bad. But yeah, so there are people who are like that. And when one person is all about the verbal warring and the other person isn't, there, that's not the type of balance. That's not the type of situation that you're looking for. Because you may not know what's going on. You don't know that arguing for this person makes them hot. You hot too, but you hot like mad hot, and they mad, and they hot like, I'll tear you up right now. My brothers that are on the line, have you ever dealt with a chick who is like that? Because I have, and I don't know. I ain't with the shits. But yeah, when you deal with somebody that's like that, it'll throw you off. You ain't ready for that. You know, you're like, yo, this chick is on that dumb shit. She always, you know what I mean? She was bugging. The fuck out of here. You ain't know. This is her foreplay, dummy. Panties is soaked. But you don't know her panties is soaked because you done got on up out of there like, yo, shorty, you know what? You know what I mean? I got to get up early in the morning. I'm going to holler back at you. You know what I mean? So, listen, be good. Left the $40 on the dresser or whatever. I ain't. You know what I mean? Tell your daughter I said hi. That type shit. You done left. And she like, the fuck you going? You know what I mean? She ready to get on the bed like. It seems like you're ready. You like, you ain't catch on to it yet. You don't know her like that. You don't know her in that way. She's not going to tell you that because she's embarrassed about it. She know that shit ain't really right. She on some Taraji P. Henson shit and what was baby boy name? What was Jody name? Jody? What's his real name? What's his name in real life? You know what I'm talking about. What's his name in real life? Jody from Baby Boy. What's his name? You know, he played in Fast and Furious. Tyrese. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't know. You need an introduction. You need an explanation that you're in a situation like that. Cause you like, you mad. Meanwhile, they like, tomorrow I might diss his mother. Sure, you fucking crazy. So y'all not on the same page that way. But she may be really turned on by you. You just didn't know it. Bosco Black. What's going on, Bosco Black? Thanks for coming on through. And my big sis, Robin Ming, always here to do what thing. She's like a queen for a king. No diggity, 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 diggity So yeah, that, when you get into a situation like that and you didn't know that you got into a situation like that, you didn't know that you are embroiled with a chick that likes to fight and fuck, you need proper warning and explanation. Like, this is a fight and fuck type of chick. You thinking you dealing with a flowers and candy. You think you dealing with a chocolate and flowers and good conversation chick. You're like, no, I'm a fight and fuck type of chick. I know. You think that just because I went to college and I graduated and I have kids and I have a good job and a career and I'm on some old independent woman who still likes to have a man, you know, you thought like my head was like screwed on the right way. You didn't really realize, like, I fought and fucked all of my men, and that's how I had my kids. So I'ma fight you tonight. We gonna fuck again, and then you'll start getting it. Like, yo, this shit is awfully wet. Like, yeah, like when we don't argue, I notice that this shit ain't the same. Ding, ding. And part of the problem with this situation, and pardon me if this situation seems foreign to y'all, but part of the really big problem with this situation is that you may not take her seriously when she really is trying to be upfront, honest, and real with the way that she feels about things. Because you're like, nah, you only disagreeing with me, so, you know, so your shit will get all fucking, you know what I mean, wet, ragged up, and so, you know what I'm saying, so I can come ring you out. It's like, no, oh, well, you know what I mean, I really have a problem here. It can confuse you because you're like, what's it going to be? Why can't we ever have a decent conversation? Why can't we just have a nice time? Why can't we talk to each other civilized? Why can't we ever have any type of peace and harmony amongst each other? And every time we have peace and harmony amongst each other, the sex is terrible. Every time we have a decent conversation, I got to use KY with you. But when we fighting, when we arguing, when I got out of pocket and talked about your dead father who ain't raised you right, you ready to go. Oh, that was a low blow. Sounds like a mental defect. Robin, I mean, Carol talking about some Robin. At Robin, she should at least get a lip for getting wet. And so it says she wants you, don't need you. Every woman needs a man. Every woman needs a man. I don't care what they got, because. When one of them big red ass flying water bugs come through, you know, the big cockroaches, when one of them joints come through, ain't no woman independent. Ain't no independent women when it come to that shit. All of these dykes out here. Oh yeah. Oh, you a stud? You a stud, huh? You feel like you could challenge a man, huh? You could do everything a man can do and even do it better, especially in the bedroom, huh? You could please a woman better than a man could, huh? Yeah, let a mouse come through. Let me see how that stud hold up to that shit. That's how I would judge a stud. All right. Now, you know a lot of niggas are scared of mice. So if a stud want to prove herself to me, I'll be like, all right, you a man? You run around here calling yourself, your name is Barbara, but you run around here calling yourself Uncle Bob? Okay, no problem. Here, Tony. All right, Tony, I got you, Tony. Let me see how real Tony is. Let me see the reality of Tony. Yeah. Send a big flying water bug through. And Mickey Ratatouille, Mighty Mouse, Jerry, let them come through. I want to see that. That's how I'm gonna put it. If a stud can stand up to that shit on a consistent basis, I'd be like, all right, you can raise my son now. You might damn near be worthy, you skank. But I really doubt that it'd be, I think you would see a man looking woman standing on a chair or trying to get the fuck out the house. And a feminine woman. Fuck out of here. This is crazy. That's why I said, not Uncle Bob. Yeah, Uncle Bob. Her name is Barbara. She's running around here calling herself Uncle Bob. Yeah, y'all can call me Mr. Bobby. All right, Dad. Fuck out of here. You run from Ratatouille. You bleeding once a month. Every 28 days, motherfucker. If you under the age of 50. I ain't trying to hear that shit. Okay, but that's not... Okay. Speaking of which, those are one of those types of arguments. That's one of those types of arguments that could have you in the zone, feeling like you can't get along with somebody. Let's say she's sympathetic or apathetic to, or should I say empathetic, sympathetic or empathetic to the LGBTQ or whatever. She sees the good in that. And you like, man, fuck out of here. Men are supposed to be with women. Women are supposed to be with men. That's the way it has always been. That's the way it's going to be. I ain't trying to hear that shit, and I don't want my kids around that shit. Now, you and your woman are arguing over that type of shit. Well, my brother was gay, and he was one of the best. He was one of the realest men that I ever knew, and he could fight. And my sister is married to a woman now, and they have a real good relationship, and blah, 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 LGBTQ, LLGTT, LLB. And you like, you know how, like, when you first meet a woman and you try to stay away from topics that's going to get her angry or upset the apple cart because you scared you ain't going to get no ass. And you ain't know you dealing with a chick that ain't going to give you no ass if you don't argue with her. You ain't know, though. You didn't know. Narcil says that fuck you nigga foreplay. That shit is a real thing, Narcil. You know? That shit is real. That shit is real as hell. That fuck you nigga foreplay. Good Lord. Robbie Mink says most of the time the argument is meaningless. Yep. It started off with harmless banter. Banter. TK Wright says, I know a guy who makes overtures but will never, ever be my dude because every conversation ends in an argument, even when I agree with him. So you know what I'm talking about. Narcil says, Jordache was the borderline. I'm going to have to agree with you about that. Jordache, I don't know. Jordache seemed awfully girly. Now, they made Jordache for men, but it's like, that little horse they had on it, it's like, I know one thing, when Jordache came back, like in the late 90s, you ain't seen no men in them, John. No. Okay. All right. So let's see. Robbie Ming says, hey, Carol, $40 is cheap. Yeah, but he ain't even get no ass. He just gave her $40 just when it was like a service call. It was like a service call. You know what I mean? You know how. You called the plumber to fix a leaky pipe, but you realized all you had to do was turn off the shutoff valve, but he charged you $40 for coming out. Now listen, I want to thank you for reaching out. Hey, let me take this $40. Scam lightly. Oh shit, this might be for my extended warranty. Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I am looking for Ramona Boyd.
Nah, you have the wrong number.
I see, thank you.
All right. Man, I thought you were doing, talking about my car's extended warranty and shit. Nuts. All right. Okay. Carol says, Robin, she's get a tip for being you know what? You got chill. Carol says, and every man needs a woman. That's true. Because a lot of men don't know how to wash their clothes right. Man, need chick to do that shit. S.L. Jones says, I've seen a grown man cry and freeze because of a spider. Don't get me wrong, Ansel. A lot of these niggas is bitches, too. But it's different. It's a different kind of, you know. I mean, a big hairy spider can bring out the bitch in a lot of cats. Because people think that all spiders are poisonous. But when you think about it, in the grand scheme of things, I don't care if you're talking about a spider or a scorpion, they're not that big. But we be thinking like, yo, the scorpion sting me and you dead. Like, that's not necessarily true. Let me see. Are scorpion stings fatal?
Wound caused by the sting of a scorpion.
Okay. Wound caused by a sting of a scorpion. Extremely rare. Fewer than 1,000 cases per year in the U.S. Treatment from medical professional advised. Often requires lab testing or imaging. Can last several days or weeks. Certain types can be dangerous or life-threatening. Okay. So there are some scorpion stings that'll fuck you up. You know what I mean? But it ain't like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh my God, it's a fucking, that crab stung me. I mean, that lobster. What is the deadliest scorpion in the U.S.? Arizona bark scorpions, commonly found in the Sonoran Desert in Arizona and California. The Arizona bark scorpion is one of the most dangerous scorpions known in the United States. Now, the Androctonus or fat-tailed scorpion is the most venomous scorpion in the world, with a sting that can kill a fully grown adult in minutes. Ooh, Scorpio. Show no shame. Treat the wound, baby. All right. But the bottom line is motherfuckers are going to be scared because they want to lump all of those creatures in the same category. You know. So I'm not scared of nothing I can step on and kill. I'm sorry. If I can step on you and kill you, you get no fear from me. I'm like, if I can kill you with a shoe, you are not worthy of my fear. I don't give a fuck what it is. If I can take off my flip-flop and end your life. Hey, Shamira Martin, what's going on? Good to see you. Ever see you come through in a minute? It's good to see you come through, no doubt. No diggity, 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 doubt. All right. Yeah, that's okay. No, she says, speaking of bugs, I hear cicadas are supposed to make an appearance this year. Oh, really? Oh. Camel spider. Okay. All right, let's look at camel spiders, says my man. Oh, camel spider. What is a camel spider?
Camel spider means another term for sun spider.
Another term for sun spider? Now, this camel spider, it's a carnivore? It looks like a damn, it don't even look like a spider. This shit look like an ant. How big is this shit? Camel spiders usually have hairy bodies and legs. They tend to be beige or brown in color. Their size varies dramatically from species to species. The smallest are just under 1 centimeter and a head body length, while the largest lengths are up to 15 centimeters, 6 inches, including legs, as with true spiders. Okay. Camel spider. All right. But nonetheless, getting back to the subject, back to the topic, back to the subject, back to the topic. Yo, it's nothing you can do to stop it. When you arguing with somebody all the time and be like, damn, man, what's up with you? Your mom didn't raise you right, and neither did your dad and all your siblings. It had you in another bag, and I can't get a word off. Every time I try to pass you by, you call man soft, and I'm not going to let you get away with that. I'm going to holler back right now at this particular time. I'm going to deal with you, and I'm sick of this time. Last time, true. My big sis, Medita McIntyre, is all up in the house. Medita Coleman. Medita guy. My big sis, my first love. It's good to see me some you. And surely show the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely show the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's good? But yeah, tonight we're talking about what it means when it always ends up in an argument. What it means. So we was talking about how some people get sexually aroused. I mean sexually aroused by arguing, fussing, and fighting. Some people are just built like that. I don't know. If it's true, I leave it up to. But yeah, so when you're dealing with somebody like that and you are not that way and you didn't know that they were that way, so here you are consistently getting into arguments, little squabbles with that person all the time, and you don't know why. But the reason why is because they on that type time. You're not, they are. You're not, they are. What's going on, Sincera Lee and Lil Bunny? Lil Bunny, what's going on? Thanks for coming through, y'all, on the Instagram side. Word up. So, yeah. So, you know, this can really get under your skin. If you're a level-headed person, you're a soft-spoken person, you're a person that tries very hard to get along with people. Sometimes you can be the target of people who like to get under your skin because they want to see what makes you tick. They want to be that thing that gets under your skin. They just want to really see you get hype. And we probably have all had people in our lives that just like to shake shit up all the time. Well, it's all good until the thing that people like to shake up is you. So you become a target somewhat with people like that. Make sure that y'all hit that like button, man. Hit the like button. Make sure that you share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, can you do that? Or can you hold me down? Please, please, please hold me down. Please, 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 please. Emily Dunlap says, well, I don't like killing bugs. I always get someone else to do it. Exactly. And that's why you better not ever turn out to be a dyke. We not having that shit. Like, you want to stay heterosexual for the rest of your life. Because you ain't going, listen, you talking about you the co-host of this show. I'll be goddamn if I'm going to have a co-host of this show that likes women but running from bugs. Like, you got to pick a struggle. So we're going to put you in the heterosexual struggle. So you can deal with a situation like this. You can keep getting with men that don't want to act right, don't want to do right, don't want to get jobs. I don't give a fuck what it is. That's your struggle. You ain't ready to be with a woman. That shit ain't as easy as it sounds. It ain't. Ask any woman. Ask any dyke. Okay. Shamira Martin says, sometimes it means you have a toxic partner that won't admit that they're toxic, and that's what causes the arguments. Narcissistic always try and flip the switch. Okay. Well, if that's your partner, how did you make it all the way to being their partner? Like, did they start flipping the script on you after y'all got into it? Because, I mean, it ain't that hard to see it coming. I know people talk all the time about people switching up and changing and flipping the script. I ain't gonna front. I don't be trying to hear none of that shit. Like, word. So they totally flipped the script on you. Huh? Oh. They didn't show you none of this side before you was already all in, but you somehow managed to get all the way in. Oh, well, that's interesting. If you marry somebody within 3 or 4 months, I'm going to say 6 months of knowing them, they didn't, you know, because I know people who have done this shit. Yeah, we got married on a whirlwind relationship. So we got married in 90 days or 30 days within knowing each other, and then they changed on me. Changed? They didn't fucking change on you. You didn't know them. They giving you a chance to know them. Now you getting to know them in real time. Y'all didn't have no dating season. We dated before we got married. We just got married soon, you know, we got married while we was dating. Like, shorty, you can hold your breath damn near for 90 days. You was married within 90 days of knowing a motherfucker. I could see if it was somebody you knew from back in the day that you always liked and whatever. And then when y'all met up with each other later on in life, y'all got married soon after rekindling whatever y'all had before or getting together after all of these years. At least you have some type of history, some type of surveillance, some type of window into who they are, what they are, where they came from, what they doing. Some type of information about their progression. And this is what I'm talking about. This is what people do not seem to want to understand about relationships and why it's important to take your time. People who don't want to take their time never want to listen to this shit. Like, you don't know a person when you have not known them for at least a year. You don't know them. Well, I'm saying no. I know people who like, I got an aunt and she ain't know her, you know, her husband got married after only knowing each other for like 2 months and they've been together for 10 years. So the fuck what? I bet you that was a rocky ass 10 years. Either that or it was a 10 years of one person always having to submit, give the other person their way, act like they didn't care about getting their own way or they just laid down at their feet. One person would have had to have done that because it ain't that much harmony in the world. You know what I mean? You know, all this fairy tale. You know, I found my soulmate. I found my soulmate. I found my soulmate. I found my soulmate. I was walking down the street and I saw this. The spiritual awakening came over me. I said, sis, I got to see you. Can I get the 7 digits with the 3 in the area code? You know, I'm in mode to love. I'm in the mood for love. And so you, when you hear me, when you're near me, it's funny when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. So she came over to the crib and we did the thing, and I was like, this is the livest shit I ever saw, for real, yo. I mean, God, come on, man. When you don't know a person, but you make life altering moves with a person, now you're going to have to pay the piper, getting to know them while you are already with them, instead of getting to know a little about them ahead of time. But hey, hey. So yeah, Samir, I don't know. Like, and I think that the word toxic is just something. It's just a word that people throw around a little bit too much. What's going on, Queen Matu Mayini? Queen Monica Davis, what's going on, Queen Monica? How you feeling, ma? Good to see me, son. You. Yeah. You know, toxic this. This person is toxic. I had to delete people off my friends list on Facebook because they was toxic. I can't deal with no toxic energy this year. Most people who say that shit, they the motherfuckers who toxic. I'm just going to keep it a buck. Because they can't deal with differing opinions. You're not toxic just because you don't get along with somebody. You're toxic because you bestow evil and poisonous energy on somebody. That's toxic. It's not toxic because I like the Eagles and you like the Cowboys. I might say you toxic for that shit. But you know what I mean? There's a part of me that don't mean it. Just not on Sundays. Mondays or Thursdays or Saturdays on the first round of the playoffs and wild card. You know what I mean? I'm a Penn Stater. My man Norris Hill might be an Ohio Buckeye. You don't see us bitching about that shit. I do get tired of Ohio State beating the Nittany Lions all the time. That shit irks the shit out of me. I'm like, it's like we can beat Michigan, but that's fucking Ohio State. I'm like, what? I ain't gonna go shoot up the whole Ohio. But yeah, man. Real shit. There's something going on between you and another person when y'all can't seem to verbally be able to get along. So it could be, it's something either going on with you or something going on with them. It may be something that you are fully aware of, and it may be something that you are totally oblivious to. But there's something more than just what meets the surface. Shamir Martin says, I'm referring to a personal relationship, not Facebook. I'm not on Facebook. Well, Facebook was just an example. And I wasn't talking about you when I was talking about that anyway. But yeah, you know, I was just saying how toxic, you know, people being toxic just seems to be a word that, especially, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Before social media, I never heard nobody call nobody toxic. I never heard nobody say they was in a toxic relationship. I just never heard it. And believe me, I had been in a lot of relationships, and I knew a whole lot of other people that had been in them too. And I'm talking about all kinds of knockdown, drag out, abusive, crazy, back and forth, move out on Saturday, be back in the crib on Wednesday, that type shit. Drugs involved, guns, families warring against each other, Romeo and Juliet type shit. And nobody said, yo, you got to stop fucking with that shit. You in a toxic relationship. Never. Social media comes out. I can't go on. I can't go down my damn newsfeed without seeing this shit. Toxic. Especially near the end of the year, the beginning of the year. I'm getting rid of all the toxic people on my friends list. So I'm saying bye-bye. Don't go. So not you personally, Shamira. but it could be, well, I'm mainly talking about people that I am aware of or whatever. What's going on? Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Good to see me some humor. You know what I mean? But yeah. We throw around terms and we have expectations, sometimes lofty expectations of people that really aren't realistic or steeped in reality. But when you don't take time out to look at the reality of a situation that you are in, so when you're dealing with somebody that you're constantly getting into violent verbal confrontations with, that ain't no good shit, but there's something to that. There's something to that. Look at Lizzo. Lizzo always getting naked. Now, this is what Lizzo got to do. Because I ain't mad at Lizzo, but this is what Lizzo got to do. All right, you're going to be taking off your clothes and all of that. You know what I mean? You don't even have no kids and you rocking these stretch marks. I ain't mad at you. You got some dark-ass legs. And where's your belly button? But your titties going to have to get a little bit bigger, you know, Lizzo. I mean, you know, because it'll help. It'll raise your stock. One day she going to look back on this shit and be like, what was I thinking? I'm just bearing it all for nothing. I did it for the fame. What's up, Rita Rez? What's going on, Rita? Good to see me some of you, Rita. Yeah. Do your thing, Lizzo. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? They cutting checks for that shit. You taking off your clothes, they cutting checks. I wouldn't advise nobody that I'm cool with to do it, but I don't know you. I do feel some kind of way when people be trying to say that she ugly and shit. I'm like, she might be fat, but she ain't ugly. Like, we're not doing that. Yeah, she do need to go put on some clothes. You know what I'm saying? But she ain't ugly. She got a cute face. You know what I mean? You need to take that weave out of here. But you know what I mean? She got a cute face. All right. But there is something to that. I mean, who's to really say? Now, back in the days, like if two men always seemed to get into, you know, these crazy verbal arguments, a lot of people would say that one of them was gay, one or both of them. And maybe they see that in each other and are in denial of their own sexuality. And maybe one of them is in love. He all shook up. And the other one is like, man, you're a flea. Get up. But there's something to it. I mean, because you have to ask yourself, why would this dude almost try to make nice every time he sees you to try to bait you into a debate, which will wind up in an argument? Remember earlier in the show we was talking about the chick who gets sexually aroused when she argues with her man. He didn't know it was like that. He found out, but he didn't know. It could be the same thing with a man. Now, they may argue to the point where damn near comes to blows. But you may not realize he may be trying to give you a different kind of blow. Like, y'all been arguing, going back and forth. You ready to knock this cat out. And you almost did till you noticed he had a hard dick. Like, what are we doing here? I mean, I would honestly, I feel like if you a punk, probably one of the smartest things you can do to protect yourself is take off all your clothes. Not too many men want to beat up a totally naked man. It ain't a good look. Like, yo. Yo, what the fuck is y'all doing? Like, wait a minute. What the fuck is y'all doing? Like, yo, man, this pussy tried. Like, no, dog. You can't fight this motherfucker. Yo, make him go put on a pair of pants before y'all fight. You cannot fight a naked man. Even the cops be bitching. You know, when they catch a naked dude outside, like, hold on. You gonna cuff him? I don't really, look, I'm about to say that he ain't really do nothing. You know what I mean? Just write out the ticket for a decent exposure and like, throw it at him. Like, yo, man, I'm not taking this call. I ain't getting this collar. No. No. little gay boy. He be like, he's scared he gonna get his ass whooped. Take off all his shit. I said, fuck it. Come on. Like, no, you win. You can go back and tell everybody I bitched. I'm good. Do not fight a naked man. Because you can best believe, even if you win the fight, you're going to lose in the court of public opinion. That naked man ain't got nothing to lose. You, sir, fully clothed man, were dressed to lose. You're not going to win. Magnificent Morocco says the Eagles Destroyer. Who's the Eagles Destroyer? Robin Mink says, Omar, you aren't right. Look, but y'all know I'm telling the truth. Now, Rob, let's say you didn't see how the fight started. You come down the street, you walking around the corner, you see two men fighting and one of them is naked. How you going to know who the winner is, Rob? How you gonna know? You gonna judge that fight a whole lot differently than if both of them was fully clothed. Somehow that naked man is gonna win. Yeah, he got punched in the face. He even got his eye swole. But he won that fight. That should be like battle rap. That should be like battle rap. Like, look, Hitman Holla did everything in the battle to win, but Cassidy beat it. You win, Cass. Carol Taylor says, I'm going to laugh. Just going to laugh like hell. That's what I'm saying, man. Emily says, Robin, you know only too well that is not right. And I'm just saying. Look, man, I'm about to get out of here in a minute. But look, this is Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday and Throwback Thursday. I need y'all to share the show. I need y'all to subscribe to the channel. I need y'all to make sure y'all hit that like button. Hit the like button. Subscribe to it. Yeah. Share the show, y'all. You know how we. Yeah. And you know how, if you're a peaceful type of person, if you're the type of person that really likes peace and harmony and you know, like, you level-headed. You ain't trying to be arguing, going back and forth or whatever. But if somebody keeps targeting you for arguments, there's something there. It could be jealousy. It could be admiration. But there's something there. There's something. Like, because why are they coming at you? But if it's the opposite sex and you are in a relationship with them, but you just can't seem to get it together verbally, then you know. Look, Suclés Jatois says, I'm not sure if I like this show. I'm just saying that. Yo, can I get a couple of hearts? You know, you do the heart thing. You do the heart. So Joe says, you can't go on social media fighting like an angst man. What's an angst man? Okay, Carol says, and so someone just might wanna see it for a good laugh. I don't know, man. Oh, fighting. Oh, you mean a naked man fighting? Yeah. Trying to figure out how you wrote angst and how I got naked out of that. Yeah, but if y'all don't get nothing out of this show, do not, men, brothers, Akis, do not fight a naked man under any circumstances. Especially if you're naked too. I don't give a fuck what this motherfucker has done to you. You wait until you put some clothes on, because you don't want to send that. You don't know. You're what you. I don't. You can't win, son. You can't win. Magnificent Morocco said, you hear about EDP 445? Nah. What's that? I ain't up on that. What's that? What's that, my dude? What's that? But yeah, man. Biggest Eagles fan. Oh. EDP 445. Huh. I don't know nothing about it. Yeah. There was a time I thought I might have been the biggest Eagles fan, but I think I'm a regular fan because they get my money. They get my money. Emily says, I'm trying to figure that out too. Oh, angst naked. Well, I guess listen, you know what I mean? You know, Ansel might have big thumbs or something, big fingers or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like he ain't 40 years old yet. He might still be able to text like a millennial. Even though I think if you're 80s babies, you're not a millennial. I don't think so. If you was born in the early 80s. All right, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious April 22nd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T-R-S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T-R-S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T-R-S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T-R-S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get, number one out the box, Valerie Adams turning 48 years old today. And Vianney Shenedu turning 26 years old today. And Melanie Kiefer, turning 33 years old today. And Nikki Miller, happy birthday to you. And Diva Gordon, happy birthday to you. And Dawn Pretty, happy birthday to you. And Andrea Lawson, turning 48 years old today. And my girl DeCarla Borden, turning 49 years old today. And last but absolutely not least, Sheree Moore, turning 41 years old today. And now, last but certainly not least, my girl from 100% Old Head, my girl Andrea Angie Williams. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious April 22nd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, dance. The rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, yeah, something is not right when you have to get into some type of violent verbal altercation with somebody that you supposed to like, somebody that you supposed to love, somebody that you supposed to care about. When it seems like they always getting at you for some reason, and no matter what the conversation is, no matter what direction the conversation is going towards, it always turns out in a negative place. Ask a question, increase the communication, because there's something there. I don't know what it is, but there's something there, and it's probably not the something that you want. You don't want none of that, but you're going to have to do something in order to fade it out, to phase it out, to eliminate it, to get things on a level where you can feel comfortable and safe. And that's the thing about an argument. When you really get into an argument and your emotions really get into it, there's a feeling of uneasiness. There's a feeling that you're not safe because you are afraid that you're going to say something is really going to hurt somebody's feelings, or they're going to say something about you that's really going to hurt your feelings, or you're going to actually get into hurting a body part that doesn't have nothing to do with their feelings, but they will be feeling it. You know, that adrenaline, it starts to, you know, when you get into an argument like that, that adrenaline really pops up, pumps up in you, and you may not like that feeling. It makes you feel uncomfortable. And then you might be dealing with somebody who real, like I said, they might be sexually aroused over that shit. This shit is crazy. We need counseling, son. We need counseling. Do something about this freak. Do something about this freak. This shit ain't cute no more, son. She ain't cute, but this ain't cute. This must be heaven. No, 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 no. All right, y'all. We will be back tomorrow night, so make sure y'all have y'all face in the place. And yes, I'm off this weekend, so we will be having Urban Therapy with Sun shows on Saturday and Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock. But tomorrow, we'll be back at 7 o'clock. I said tomorrow, we'll be back at 7 o'clock. And tomorrow, we'll be back at 7 o'clock. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love you right back to life. You think I won't win, I will. Sit back, relax, do your thing, chill. Be safe tonight, man. You know, listen, I need to say this before I go. A lot of y'all have been vaccinated. A lot of y'all haven't been vaccinated. But the people who have been vaccinated out here, they out here running wild. You know, they going maskless. They going, I don't give a fuckness, because they think they can't be touched or hurt. But the numbers are not going down significantly enough. So I think it's still important to protect yourself at all times. Protect yourself like a boxer, man. You don't know what people have out here. And although you may not feel comfortable and even that safe with the mask on, and you feel like you've done enough to relieve yourself of that burden, it ain't over until it's over, man. It ain't over until you can get the guarantee that you're not going to get sick. And even before the pandemic, you didn't have that guarantee. So please, just be careful out here. You know, we don't need none of that. We don't need none of that. Just kill all the rumors, straighten the facts. All right, so all right. Let me get Blog Talk on the body here. We're going to holler back all the way back, all the way back, back to back.